At breakfast on his last day of spring vacation, Joe's father seemed impatient, and Joe wondered what was bothering him. He had just concluded that his father must have a difficult case to resolve when he heard the question he had dreaded for a long time. "Joe, I assume you have made application to Yale with those papers I gave you a month ago? Am I correct in that assumption?" Joe's father asked.
"No, Dad. I'm not planning to go to Yale."
"What?"
"I'm not going to Yale. In fact, Dad, I'm not going to college anywhere."
"What? You won't amount to anything if you don't graduate from college," his father said.
"If I went to college, I might amount to something I don't want to be," Joe said. "I have a job waiting for me as soon as high school is over."
"What doing?"
his father asked, with a petulant tone to his voice.
"I have a job as a cowboy in Wyoming." "You won't go very far as a dumb cowboy. You'd better reconsider and apply to Yale. When you're finished law school, you can join my firm."
"Dad, I have no desire whatsoever to become a lawyer. I don't like being in battles over words. I want to write words and make stories."
"I thought you were going to be a cowboy."
"I am. And I will write about cowboys, cattle, and horses."
Joe's father got up from the table and left the house in a huff. Joe went to his room and began a short story about a lawyer who had been a cowboy and had gone back to being a cowboy. Following day, he handed the story, along with the O. Henry collection, to Mrs. Casey before English class began. Joe told Mrs. Casey about the conversation he had had with his father.
"I think you gave him the right answer, Joe," she said. "Sometimes fathers who think they're successful in some sort of business or profession think their sons should be happy to follow in their footsteps. Some do, and are happy to be able to step into a business. Others that make that move to follow always follow and never do what they really want to do. You did the right thing, Joe. I'm proud of you."